Welcome to Faith Talks, a monthly program on the The Generation podcast, designed to help young ladies discover greater ways to nurture and exercise their faith in their day-to-day walk with Christ.
Hello, this is Anna Faith, and welcome to episode 45 of Faith Talks. Well, I am very excited for this podcast today, and you will find out shortly why that is, but I am actually not going to be doing this podcast with Jana, but I have my dear mother here today, and she's going to be joining me on this podcast and sharing some things from her side of things, and I'm very excited to have her, and I know she's been a part of other podcasts and did want to give a shout out. This next week is our The Generation Youth Summit. If you have not signed up, I'd highly encourage you to do that. There's workshops we've been a part of in past years, not going to be this year, but I know there's some amazing truth that's going to be shared in sessions, and I'd encourage you to sign up for that if you have not done so already. Well, we're going to continue in our theme, our series of Faith Over Fear, and today the topic will be the fear of not finding the right one. And in light of that, I'm sure many of you have heard, but I'm very excited to share that I have a ring on my finger, and it's got
a rock.
A rock. Yeah, it is definitely, wow, every time beautiful. I look at it, it's very sparkly, and I am just, wow, I'm blown away. Really, I am. But as many of you have, I'm sure, heard or seen, I got engaged last Wednesday. Let's see, what day would that be? September 24th. Yes. So I was completely shocked and surprised, and it was amazing. I did not expect to be, but I want to share with you my story. And I really am so burdened about this. Obviously, this is my story, but there's so many things that I personally believed that were not true and that I just want to share with you. And we just have a discussion here today. And so we're just going to start off here. I want to start by saying that as we go into this, I really want you to join me in just acting almost like it's your story, but just joining me in seeing what God has done and not looking at it as, oh, that of course, like that was coming for her, but like joining me as in, as if it's your story. And we're going to start with a verse that honestly has been one of the biggest theme verses for me and Jonathan. And I'll tell you who Jonathan is. But I want to start with 1 Samuel 12:24. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all of your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you." So today, as we talk about this, I want you to just consider with me how great thing God has done for me. And in seeing that, how great things he is doing and will do for you. So in light of our topic, the fear of missing the right one, I just want to start back in my story, back to, you know, my high school, college days, of my thoughts about what I perceived of marriage and all of that. I think for me, the point that I was the most fearful of missing the right one was, I guess, the point that I thought was my chance to, not like attract or get a guy, but I thought was just the period of life that it would happen. And I guess for me, it was in college. And I kind of lived with that fear because I thought, you know, college is the place that you perform, that you look good enough to find the right guy that, like, that sees you. And I guess I wouldn't have said that when I was in college, but I think it was just kind of like an understood, you know, like, college is the point, you know, where if you're lucky enough that you find a guy, you know, like it's where the guys are. And like, obviously most of us girls are not like saying that outright. And so, you know, I'm just being completely honest with you today, just sharing some of those thoughts that are kind of just at the back of a girl's mind, you know, like after college, I'll probably, you know, maybe be teaching in a Christian school or be a part of a small church ministry. You know, there's just not as many options there. So, you know, it's got to be college, right? So I think that was at least the point that I felt the most fearful. And I know we all have different fears in different times of life. But for me, that's when I thought that I would have to find the guy. And I guess the verse comes to mind, Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's what I thought. That's what I thought when, you know, would be the time. So when it came to graduation, I graduated. And at that point, there was nothing, you know, nothing substantial that had happened, although there had been, you know, different things that had happened in college, but, you know, nothing that I was like, this is God's will, and that my parents felt in that at that point. And I, you know, I had some thoughts, maybe God would do this, maybe God would do this. And at that point, there was just no peace, no clarity from the Lord that he was doing something. So how did all those fears play out? Well, yes, coming out of college, nothing seemed to be happening. Our family was preparing to go on a longer mission trip. Obviously, we've shared that many times in these podcasts. You know, but when you're thinking a light of marriage, you know, maybe, you know, we're going to go to some churches. Not like I was looking for anything, but it's just at the back of your mind as a single girl. And, you know, just, at that point, there was nothing. And as we left for PNG, you know, there was just nothing. And I felt like as we left, you know, deep down, like, okay, maybe, you know, I was content, but I was just wondering, okay, God, what are you doing? And there was, you know, even in PNG, you're like, well, maybe someone will notice me from the updates we send back or something. But I don't know what God's doing. And I just, like, I don't know. And I wasn't, like, fully discouraged about it, but it was just, like, a lot of questions in my head. And there came to a point on that trip where just several circumstances came to a head. And it was just, I couldn't ignore it anymore. I had to face my doubts and fears in a whole new way. And it was honestly a point of just complete death. I felt like there was no, the future was just so uncertain. I knew God was working, but I didn't know what he was doing at that point in my life. And I just was at a point where I had to seek God in on a whole new level for marriage, and that I had to trust him in a deeper way and had to face some of the unbelief that I had believed for a long period of time. And I will continue to share that as we go along here. But I couldn't just let it go. I had to face it. And it was an amazing time where I truly had to give those fears that I, you know, that I maybe, you know, like, well, college is over. I don't know how I'm going to find a guy who matches the beliefs that I have, the things that are important to me. I just don't know. I have no idea. And I just had to give this whole marriage thing over to God. And it was really an amazing time because God became so much deeper to me in that time. And obviously it's a journey, and there had been so many other steps of faith leading up to this big crisis moment in my life, but it was just like really special to realize, you know what, God is with me in my singleness and he has my future figured out. And I remember talking with my mom, we walked on the beach, you know, and she just encouraged me to trust God. And I was like, Mom, you know, I don't see anything in the future. I don't have any desire from anybody that I know. Like, there's just nothing. I don't know what the future looks like. And I'm scared about that. I don't know how to trust God. And at that point, I had that belief that God did it for everybody else, but I wasn't sure that he was going to do it for me. And at that point, I just had to give it to the Lord. We were still we were in PNG, you know, it just wasn't the point where I could even focus on it. There was ministry ahead of me, and I had to give it to God so I could serve him fully in that setting. And it was really neat to see God just change my desires and give me just a deeper desire for him alone and not something that he would give me. And I remember my dad saying to all of us kids, he said, if you can enjoy God's presence now, you will be able to enjoy the presents or gifts that God gives you later on. And that was something that just would ring in my head over and over and over again. Like, God, I have to know you now. Because it was when those things come along, I want to be able to fully enjoy what you've given to me. And Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I just want to be a testament to you girls that God, his word is so true. Okay. And so many times we don't believe it. And so many times I didn't believe it when I couldn't see in these moments, whether it was in high school or college or after college. And God just brought me to that place, not of just death, even though some moments it may seem that way, because he's not just trying to bring you to a moment of confusion and darkness,
right.
But he's just trying, he wants to bring you to a place of full dependence on him, where all you see is God alone, and you're okay with that, and you're satisfied with that. And that for me was just a special time. And I'm so thankful for what God did in bringing me to that point of just utter death, where my fears, honestly, were like a reality. But it was like my God was so much deeper than that.
Well, and it was a blessing as just walking with Anna Faith. She would share things with me on her journey of faith. And to see her take those steps and just pour out her heart, share her heart with me, and then to see her take steps of faith. And you know, when you just talk to the Lord about that and you give that to the Lord, God does give you joy. And I saw the Lord use her and give her joy in serving. Even before our trip, she was such a blessing in preparing for our trip. And even back up during her college years, to see God use her as she was step by step, even through the challenges, to see God honor a step of faith. And, you know, he honors you. Take one step and, you know, he gives joy in those steps. But then even on the PNG trip, to just see God use her with the children, with the adults in the gospel and discipleship. Wow. God gives you those gifts as you continue just to serve the Lord, even through the challenges, he gives you joy. And that's what he delights to do, as Anna Faith was saying. It's, yes, you feel like some things are a death, but life comes out of that death and he works.
Yes. So I'm so thankful. And obviously it's not about me, but it's just all about what God can do in our lives. And I want mm-hmm. you girls just, again, think of that. Think of as if you're in my spot and we're together just discovering what God was doing all along, even mm-hmm. in my darkness, in my fears, in my just questions at those points in my life. And I wish I could go into detail and tell you every little thing, but we don't have time for that. Let's just look at what God was doing all along. What was he doing? And just in a broader picture from what I could understand, what was God doing? And I think first and foremost in my life, God was bringing me to a place of satisfaction in him alone. Although, and I'm going to talk more about this a little bit later. I want you to remember and think, the desire of marriage is not out of place. And this is something God created. He created marriage. He put that desire in your hearts for wanting to wait on the Lord. Yet we have this desire and we're waiting for God's timing and his fulfillment of what he wants for that and what he is doing, the person that he made for us. And so that desire is not out of place, but he wants to bring each one of us to that place where we can just be fully satisfied in our God and we can just know him in such a deep way. And I know for me, God wanted me to worship him first and not worship the things he would give me. He wanted me to know him first and foremost. He wanted all of my heart with no reservations. And in the place where I was just at complete at a loss of what he was doing in regards to marriage, he wanted my heart. He wanted me to fully trust him as my God, that he had it all figured out and that I didn't have to try to figure it out. And he didn't want me to covet something that I couldn't have at that point. I couldn't focus on it because it wasn't something that he was giving to me yet. And so I just had to keep giving that desire to him. even though he placed that desire in my heart. But so ultimately, I could worship him alone in those at that point in my life and be content in him alone. And I think of Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. And isn't it amazing that in those moments of darkness, God was working?
Yes.
He was writing my story. And like literally at those points, he was working in another young man's life and in his story. And just I'm just so blown away at God's amazing providence in our lives and his goodness. And girls, I'm going to keep saying this, but I want this to be a theme for you. Even just going forward after hearing this podcast, God is a good God.
Yes.
Looking at so many verses, Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask him? He's not trying to withhold good things from you. And I think this is something that if I'd be honest with you, I didn't believe God would be good to me in this way. In hearing other people's stories, I thought, wow, God's good for them, but is he really going to come through for me? I just don't know. I don't know that I can trust him for that. And I wish I could have said all along that I was just steadfast trusting him in that way. But there are many moments when laying in my bed, just would doubt and fear and just live in unbelief about what God was doing in my life in regards to marriage. So I want you to take away from this podcast. God is good and he wants to give you good things. And, you know, my story is amazing because humanly, it is not something that anybody would have predicted. And I'll keep sharing this, but I just want you girls to know God is not limited to a particular time, to a location, to a network of people or the world that you're living in, or a season of life, or a person. He's not limited to what we can see with our eyes. He is so much bigger than that. And he has such a perfect plan for each of us if we will trust him. And I just want to look at a couple more verses on God's goodness. 1 Chronicles 16, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Another verse, Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And trusting him when you don't see, but trusting him that he's good. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. God is good, girls, and I want you to remember that and just hearing the story today. So going back to my story, coming back from PNG, it was definitely interesting to get adjusted back into life as I had known it before we left. And obviously, it's not like, you know, the trip was a long enough period that it was, and we had been living in such remote circumstances that it was just like, you know, it's completely different to come back to just life as we knew it before, for all of us, because my parents even hadn't been on that long of a trip in that remote of a setting. And so it just was, you know, it was just coming back to a whole new world. And I had, as I just came back, you know, things that I had struggled with before, you know, when you're in a certain setting and location, they just come back to you. And I remember coming back July, and I was kind of struggling with some of the things that I'd had that had happened in the past and different things that had been really hard for me. And I remember just at that time getting a little bit discouraged and coming back like, okay, I'm back to my world. You know, I don't know what's in front of me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. I was still excited about like a lot of missions things, but as far as marriage was concerned, I was pretty discouraged about that. And I was just, you know, thinking, is this really for me? I don't know. Maybe because I wanted it so bad, God just isn't going to give it to me. You know, that's just my unbelief speaking. But I know at that point God wanted my full trust, and he did amazing things to me, or to show me that. At the beginning of August, our family took a little trip to see a special production that just was encouraging to us. And I remember coming away from that There was just a lot of powerful truth that God had, that was there. And yet again, the lies I was believing was like, okay, this is maybe for my sisters, but it's not for me. Like, I don't think I can be, it was a show on Esther. And I was like, I don't think I can be like Esther, but maybe it's for my sisters. And I was just discouraged about it. This is not going to be my story. But God clearly convicted me the next morning as we were driving home in my devotions. And it was, the verses God gave me were really unbelievable. But it was just at a point that I was so discouraged. And there were some verses in Isaiah talking about how God wasn't going to leave the children of Israel desolate. I'll just read the verses here. Isaiah 62, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you." And this is kind of crazy, but it was just a verse from the Lord. And it said after this, "And your land shall be married." And then the next verse, "For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall thy sons marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." And I know that's kind of crazy. These verses are kind of crazy. But at that point, the Lord was just clearly speaking to me like, "Anna Faith, I love you. And marriage is something I do, not something you do. And I got this. So trust me." And it was just honestly, like, one of the most life-changing moments of my life, because it was so clearly God speaking to me and rebuking me for my unbelief, not trusting him. And it was just like a moment of peace where God was saying to me, "You haven't trusted me. Like, repent. Trust me and see what I'm going to do. I got this. Marriage is in my hands. So trust me." And honestly, like, from that moment on, I was like, okay, God's got this. I trust him. Just a new level of peace and trust that God was going to do something in my life and that I could trust him for whatever that was. So this was August 3rd. Well, August 24th rolls around and our church was celebrating our 50th anniversary kind of all year long, but this was the end of the celebration, the year of celebrations. And we had asked several former, you know, staff members to come back. Anyways, we get to Friday. I was supposed to be at one of the events. I ended up not going. But a family, the Fullers, were in town, and my siblings were there, and my sister came home, and she's like, "Anna Faith," or Midge, as she calls me, "I know who you should marry. You should marry Jonathan Fuller." And I was like, "Okay, Terry, I'll marry him." It was because it was just like, I've never talked to this guy before. This is a joke, you know? Well, the next day, I don't know if because she had said that, I didn't really like consider him much, but I kind of like looked and, you know, it's like, okay, I'll at least like look at him and just see what I think of him. But I didn't go and talk to him or anything. And I didn't really honestly give it a second thought other than that. Well, anyways, we ended up talking to his family a little bit. He wasn't there, and I was only there for a couple minutes, and then I walked away, and it was a good conversation, you know, just around lunch. And anyways, I didn't really think of anything of it after that, other than that my sister had said that, and that was a funny thought, and, you know, your siblings will kind of joke about those things from time to time, so, you know, didn't give it a second thought. Well, God was doing something behind the scenes that was just really amazing and beginning to merge two stories together. He was doing something that was beyond what either Jonathan or I could have ever written up or tried to put together. Well, his mom actually noticed me in that short time that I was talking to her and brought my name up to him later. And one of his big prayers was that his parents would bring up a name to him. And so right at that point, he was just like, had his ears up, like, okay, what is God doing? And we had back in the day competed in some Bible quiz tournaments, and I didn't really remember him. I kind of remembered his family, but I guess back in high school he had kind of noticed me, but just didn't ever think that would be a possibility or anything. So at that point he started really praying about it and doing a little bit more research, if you know what I mean. There's so many details that I won't get into, but beginning of September, his dad texted my dad about it, and right away my dad brought it to my attention, and wow, I was completely shocked. Like, it was kind of hilarious that my sister had brought that up, and I had recently talked to my parents randomly about it, kind of like, this would never happen, but, you know, Terry did bring this up. And so, yes.
Well, I was there in the moment. My husband was looking at a text, and actually, the Fullers had been thinking about, and I don't think it was so much tied to Anna Faye. They had earlier seen us, I don't know, with some other church when we were presenting concerning P&G. So they thought, oh, we should have the Gilmores come down. So they're early asking us to come down. Well, in the mix of that, he mentions Jonathan, and here we had just briefly talked about it. And I said, well, I was just really amazed. Yes. And it was pretty much of a surprise as we read that text. So that yes. was kind of the beginning of, okay, maybe we should take this seriously. And I really appreciated the heart of Pastor Fuller and the way he presented it to us. You could already see there was a looking to the Lord in it.
Yes. So right at the beginning, you know, obviously I didn't know him at all. I'd never talked to him personally. So it was kind of like, this is, I don't even know like how to start and even go about praying about it. So anyways, we both started praying and it was just amazing. God was writing our story right from the beginning. I just remember so many times in my devotions, like, God, this is such a big deal. I don't even know how to go about this, but you just got to show me. And so many verses that God was just giving to me about trusting him and just that I could just rest in him for this story. And so we just kept praying about it. Our family went down to his church for, actually, my birthday was the Sunday that we were there, which is kind of ironic. But that was a good Sunday. Not really much conversation. We talked a little bit, but, you know, not much was happening at that point. It wasn't till Thanksgiving that he came up. He drove up through the night, and we had our first talk. And I just can tell you, the beginning was very overwhelming just because I didn't know him. But every time that I met with God, God just gave me exactly what I needed in his word and just the next step and peace. And there was a point that weekend that I just cried out to the Lord, like, Lord, I don't have to have marriage. I just want to do what you want me to do. I don't know what to think about this. Honestly, I'm kind of really scared about this. I don't want to mess up. Can you please lead me? And just so many verses on God being a God of light, that he does lead us, that I could trust him and just come back to the scripture saying, God, I don't want to mess this up. This is such a big deal. Marriage is such a big deal, and I want to clearly be led of you.
As we came to the end of that time, my husband asked Jonathan if we could meet with him. And I think he thought, oh no, this is the end. But it wasn't that at all. We met at a coffee shop, and my husband was able to share his heart. Jonathan shared his heart. And in that moment, I remember in my own heart and my husband's heart, just to see Jonathan's heart, I could sense God's working here. And I could just sense the hand of God and just the preciousness of Jonathan. I thought, wow, what a precious young man. And just his sincerity, his respect of Anna Faith, and seeing her deeper side. All of that was such a comfort to my heart, that when God is in control, you see the supernatural hand of God, and you just rest in him and he works. I mean, obviously you're working through different things, but God's definitely, that hand is at work. It's such a comfort and a blessing.
Yeah, so I just am so amazed. Anytime that I had a fear or I was worried about something, there was literally a direct scripture, a verse, truth to combat that fear. And I think that's something, even just for you girls, the fears that you're facing and any fear, God yes. will give you truth if you're asking him for it. And I'm just so thankful every step of the way for me, anytime that I just was like, God, show me. I need clear direction. Lead me. You said you would lead me. Please lead me. And God would just give me his word in that moment. And I'm telling you what, you know, the beginning of my story wasn't just all like feelings and butterflies and all these things.
That's true.
It was very much like, I have to know God in this.
Yes.
And I wanted to take it seriously. And I prayed, God, I don't want my feelings to just go crazy. Like, I want to truly know that it's a journey of faith for me. And yes, I had many fears. I had, you know, just a lot of things to think through, even just where we were coming from, different places, you know, that we had been around, and just working through those things and wanting God to be so clearly leading both of us. And honestly, there was one time in specific, but several times that we thought, you know, maybe our journey might have to part ways for a while because there were some things that were out of our control. But God just kept bringing us back together. And it was like us just sitting back watching him doing it. Mm-hmm. And we had specific prayer requests, even leading up to the engagement, leading up even to the future and the wedding date that God's given us, that we just were asking God for clear direction, that he would lead us. And it was just so encouraging to see every single time we prayed and asked him, he led us and he answered. And just how clear God directs is just amazing to see in our story. And God is so good, girls. And we can trust him. Yes. He's a good father. He loves us. He loves you. Don't let Satan get into your head and just sell you lies that you're not good enough, that God doesn't love you. No, he does. He made you. He created you. He has a purpose and a plan, something so special, something that the rest of us are so excited to hear about, because it's such a special thing when God brings you to another man and just leads you in your life. And he literally and actually has your best in mind right now. He's working in your life right now. And that is a reality. You can bank on that. God is doing something so special in your life. And so just as God led us continuing along from those first meetings, it was just neat how he was actually up here in school for his last semester and just how God led him in taking steps of faith. We were able to get to know each other. Then I actually left on my trip to Fiji for 3 months, and that was very, very hard. But I can just tell you, it was amazing to see how God continued to bring us closer in that time when humanly it was not. Does not seem possible when we're 17 hours apart to be closer, you know, and just so many things of God just giving us a deeper relationship with each other as we were doing what we knew God wanted us to do. And then the engagement, just so many things, so many blessings from the Lord and just how he's led. And I'm so thankful. And so I just want to tell you that God is a good God. And I want you, as I said at the beginning, in hearing my story, for you to just be only encouraged about what God is going to do and is doing in your life and the amazing story that he has for your life. But let's just wrap things up here. And let's finish in our question, asking a couple more questions here. How do we combat our fears? And then a couple applications for us today. First of all, I think the biggest thing, and I've said this so many times on this podcast, is believing that God, truly believing that God is a good God. If he's a good God, then he has your best interest in mind and he has your story perfectly planned out. You can trust him. You can rest. You can take a deep breath and say, God, wow, I can wait. And I think that's the amazing part for us girls is that we don't have to pursue. That's kind of hard work, actually, if you think about it. We can just sit back and be who God made us to be and see how God leads us to the man that he created for us to be with. And the second thing for us that I just wanted to bring to our attention is that God created marriage. And I said this before, but a man and woman coming together is a beautiful thing. It's one of the most beautiful things that God made. So let's not be ashamed about having a desire to be married. That's such a special gift from your Heavenly Father. He loves you. He created this. He wants to pour out his love on you in this special way. But he wants to give you his best. And in order for you to have his best, your desires have to be realigned. And the timing has to be his alone. And just remembering, our hearts are wicked. They're deceitful. They're selfish. And God has to completely reshape our lives into his own. And bringing together another person into your life in the marriage relationship, and my mom can speak way more into this than I can, but it's a hard thing. Two selfish people coming together it's not easy. And so just realizing that desire that God created in your heart is not a thing to be ashamed of, and you can trust God, and realizing that waiting, the timing of God bringing you to the person that he created you to be with. He just wants your whole heart to trust him completely for that timing. And it's going to be a special thing.
Yes. And I want to encourage each one of you, never, never, never get, we're tempted, I should say this. But when you're tempted to feel, oh no, or desperate, don't marry out of desperation. If I could just strongly say that, as Anna Faith has said, God's a good God. His timing is perfect. He loves you. And it's nothing to him. My faith was really strengthened through this with Anna Faith and Jonathan. Just the way that God dropped Jonathan in. That's kind of the way he put it. And we were just looking to him. And honestly, no one was in our hearts and mind for her. We just knew that she was serving the Lord and we're walking with her on her journey of faith. But at that moment, really, there was no one. And you can kind of think, even as a parent, okay, there's no one. But God just reminded me again, Joanna, nothing is too hard for me. I have this perfectly orchestrated. And Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's promised. And when you are looking to him for the right one, you won't miss. You can't. When you're trusting him, you can't miss his will for your life. And that includes if he has marriage for you, the right one, and he has the best, like Anna Faye said, the best thing for you. If he has marriage for you, that's wonderful. He's got just the right man for you. Or singleness, then there's going to be joy in that. So keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't worry. Don't fear. And again, when you are, just talk to the Lord about it. He knows you. He understands you. And just look to him for that supernatural hand and just encourage you in what he wants to do, because he's got it planned. One little side note, I'm kind of going off track here a little bit, but if I could just say, Jonathan's parents knew my parents, and my parents have been with the Lord for a number of years. Jonathan's mother, Karen, graduated from our high school. I knew her in high school. I was a few years older than her, several years, but that's precious. And then my husband's parents, his father was an evangelist. They're both with the Lord, but they also spent some time with the Fullers when they were missionaries up in Canada. And so there's a heritage there with our families, which is just kind of a side note that God knew all about that. And as Karen Fuller and I, Jonathan's mother, we were sitting recently, we just would never have thought about it, though. But we see God's hand, and then we see the heritage too. Everyone's story is different, but that's just a special gift from the Lord, even in my own heart. Since we didn't really know Jonathan very well, God put that in there. That's the story he had for Anna Faith. And so it's very precious. And I just want to encourage each one of you precious young ladies, keep your eyes on the Lord, because he loves you. He's made you just right to fulfill his will. He gives you thoughts of peace to give you an expected end.
That's so good. And just a couple last concluding thoughts. As you think about what God has for you, just bring everything to the Lord. Bring specific prayer requests. Say, God, can you lead in this way? Could you show me this specific thing? And be in his word. He's going to give you truth to combat the fears that you may have. And going back to our theme, fear of missing the right one. And just trust God and know his word. Know his truth and let his truth rule your heart. And his peace rule your hearts. And sing God. Right now, seek him, not a guy, and pray that he will so clearly write your story with no human manipulation. I think that's something that just is so clear about my story, which I'm so thankful for, and was such a big prayer request just on my heart, that God would so clearly lead that everybody looks at my story and says, wow, that was God.
Yeah,
God did that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful for God's working, and I feel so humbled. So undeserving of his love. But like I said, girls, he loves us. He's a good God. And so I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear how God's going to write the stories of all of you that are listening that are still waiting on God for the right one. He has it perfectly laid out, and you can trust him right now. So I just encourage you, pray right now. Believe in your heart. God, you're a good God, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do for me in my story. That's faith.
Yes.
You can't see it, but you're believing it.
Amen.
And so I encourage you, as you look at what God has for you, as you trust him in a new way and commit to trusting him in a deeper way, trusting he's a good God. He has your best interest in mind, and he loves you. He has a perfect story, and he's writing it right now, whether you know it or not. And I just encourage you to have faith about that. Remember, as you're walking on your journey of faith, don't forget, faith doesn't just talk, faith walks.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the The Generation Podcast. If you're serious about living a life of total surrender and total dependence, please consider signing the Generation Pledge. It's not a promise of perfection, but a declaration of direction. To join hundreds of others who have signed the commitment, please visit thegeneration.org/pledge. That's thegeneration.org/pledge.